This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Maureen in New York needs some help refinishing a bathtub. What can we do for you?
Hi. My question is, we're going to replace the bathtub we have, and we found an old clawfoot tub that was taken out of a house. It's in pretty nice shape, but it does need some kind of help. It's rusted and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's too much work to refinish that or how you go about refinishing that, or is it better to buy the new plastic tubs that they have? Kind of the newer ones are really light.
Well, I love those old cast iron tubs.
That's like fantasy bath time to me.
Really,
that's
exactly
all
right.
I dream about.
That's the last time they made a bathtub big enough for me to fit in.
And like you could soak up to your shoulders
exactly.
And be completely
absolutely
relaxed.
Yeah, I know. It's like a pool.
I would never, if I could in my own life and the bathroom could support it and I was ready for it, I would absolutely have a vintage clawfoot tub or a reproduction thereof that is also cast iron. Since you've got one that needs some work, you're better off probably giving it to a pro and having them completely reglaze it. It'll last a long time, almost as long as if you bought a new one. It'll be durable. It will hold the temperature on your water fantastic. You will have a hot bath from the moment you get in till the moment you get out.
Oh, that's great. Do you have any idea what that runs or what it would cost to have somebody refinish it?
I would guess it would probably be in sort of the $200 to $500 range.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's
definitely going to be worth it because they've got the tools and the equipment to do this so that it really stays on. There's a lot of sort of do-it-yourself glazing kits out there.
Yeah.
But they're sort of glorified paint and they just don't stick around.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. If you did that, would it even hold up?
No, I wouldn't do it myself.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.